This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A large Colorado public lands bill could get approval from Congress this year. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Senators Michael Bennet and John Hickenlooper and Representative Joe Neguse have reintroduced the CORE Act, a public lands bill that would increase protections on more than 400,000 acres of land across the western half of the state. Hickenlooper says he's been talking to his colleagues there about the bipartisan support the bill has on the local level. Locals who have been working on the CORE Act for over a decade are optimistic about its chances. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Congressman Doug Lamborn is asking the Government Accountability Office to look into the decision to locate the U.S. Space Command in Alabama. He wants to know whether all the proposed sites, including Colorado's Peterson Air Force Base, were held to the same standards in the decision. Huntsville, Alabama, was named the permanent home of the new military branch in the final days of the previous presidential administration. Close to 30,000 Sandhill cranes will soon return to Colorado's San Luis Valley. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
The large gray and crimson birds typically spend the early winter at Bosque del Apache National Wildlife Refuge in New Mexico before starting their spring migration. The gangly birds are known for a feisty mating dance and a loud trumpeting call. The sandhill cranes will likely stop over in southern Colorado through late March before heading north again. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Colorado's mountains have snow late today and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.